Welcome to Caregivers and Candid Conversation Podcast. I am Lashina McBride, the host and the executive director of We Support Caregivers Incorporated. We Support Caregivers is a 501c3 organization whose mission is to encourage and empower individuals who care for their elderly loved ones to cultivate and focus on self-care. To make a donation or to learn more about us, please visit WeSupportCaregivers.org. And caregivers, while you're on our website, be sure to check out everything that we've made available to you. From our Care Connection emails that you can subscribe to, from our self-care support text that you can join, from our self-care support kits that you can sign up to possibly receive one, the birthday club, our free educational resources, and more. Again, visit WeSupportCaregivers.org and check all these resources that are available to you, the caregiver.
We all know that social media is full of information, but you have to keep scrolling to find what pertains to you. Well, caregivers, did you know that you can have your information about what we offer to caregivers delivered straight to your email? We Support Caregivers has created a newsletter just for you titled The Care Connection. It's delivered to your inbox once a month. Caregivers, stay connected and stay in the know by going to our website at www.wesupportcaregivers.org and sign up today. Let us support you on your caregiving journey. We support caregivers because caregivers deserve self-care.
So welcome to Caregivers and Candid Conversation Podcast. It's a new year. Hopefully things are starting off well for you. So today what we're going to discuss, it's the new year. Most people focus on their health and their well-being. So this episode is going to be part one of nutrition and health. You're navigating caregiving while taking care of yourself. So we're going to talk about that. Of course, I have with me today Miss Celeste Wooten. Hey, Celeste.
Hello, hello. Happy New Year to everyone. I hope you all were able to take care of yourselves a little bit over the holidays.
Yes.
And you are ready to get this new year started and let us be along for the journey.
Right. So let's just go into it. I think there's a lot of confusion around health and nutrition. So to start it all off, the definition of health and nutrition. Nutrition is eating a balanced diet, consuming the necessary vitals and the vitamins and minerals to gain health. So what we consume is a direct correlation to our health and becoming healthy, or at least one of those factors. So what we eat, what we put inside of our body, what we're eating and things like that, the things we're consuming is directly correlated to the status of our health. So that's kind of a roundabout, simple, straightforward way of what health and nutrition is. There's more complex definitions, but just a roundabout easy way is the definition that I just gave. So what is eating a balanced meal look? What does eating a balanced meal look like? I would say don't overthink it. What would you say, Aunt Celeste?
I would say a balanced meal is what we think of a balanced meal is like you have to have this perfect plate of a little salad, mm-hmm. a little vegetable, a little meat. We know as caregivers, you don't have time to make those pretty
right.
plates.
That's true. This is all
and
true.
And so, you know, it's what a balanced meal looks like to you. And,
yes.
and as long as you're incorporating, you know, your proteins and your starches, it's the best way you can.
Right.
And, you know, Lashina's going to go over some examples. But, I mean, we were sitting here talking earlier, and even I was learning about, you know, what I thought a balanced meal looked like. You know, she was like, no, you don't have to do all that.
Right.
So, you know, as long as you're incorporating that, that's what a balanced meal is, you know, and making sure that, you know, you're getting your water in because that's part of your balanced meal.
Yes.
Many people think, oh, just, that's part of your hydration. It is. But that is a part of your meal as well.
Correct.
So, you know, we're going to let you explain to us what a balanced meal
is.
first of all, I would say don't overthink a balanced meal. And I would say a nurse practitioner, when I was working in a hospital, a nurse practitioner that I had to see probably every 6 months, she really made it simple. She said, Lashina, don't overthink what a balanced meal is. Your meal might, she said, some people do better eating small snacks. Mm-hmm. And some people might be better with a meal. She said a balanced meal can be a chicken sandwich, a chicken salad sandwich on some whole grain wheat bread, a little salad, and a cup of grapes. You got your protein, the starch is the bread, you got your vegetables with the salad, you got your fruit with the grapes. She said that's a balanced meal for some people. Mm-hmm. It's not going to always be, and especially with the price of things and how expensive food has become,
yes,
it's not going to always, yes, be steak, potatoes, you know, the green beans and, you know, whatever fruit on the side. Right. It's not going to always look like that. But a balanced meal has the basic things. You got your protein, your carbs, you have your fruit, you have your vegetables. And then, you know, of course, your fluid, which should be maybe water, something like that. And then, you know, of course, to really have balance, you're going to have that little sweet. You're going to have that little sweet. That's realistic. But what I'm saying is don't overthink what a balanced meal look like, because just because of your schedule, just because of finances, it's not going to be the grilled steak and this, that, whatever, you know, all the time, or maybe not even some of the time.
Right.
So don't overlook it, as long as you're getting the main key components of a balanced meal. The protein, the starch, the fruit, the vegetable. And again, you know, that liquid, you know, that hydration of water, that's your balanced meal. And then nutrition, getting the nutrition from it is really what matters too. So don't overthink a balanced meal. As long as you're getting those key components, it is balanced.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I will also say, you know, a part of our health and nutrition is, you know, breaking some of our bad habits. Some of our bad habits. Now, I could tell you about me. You know, I have a fierce sweet tooth.
Right there with you.
I mean, a fierce sweet tooth. And, you know, again, breaking that habit of, you know, the cakes and the ice cream and all that type of stuff. Can I have it? Sure, I can have it, but in moderation. Right. Another bad habit that some people have is drinking soda all the time. Soda, drinking a bunch of soda all the time, it's high in sugar. And you have to limit how much of that you're intaking, because you're tapping on the door of diabetes when you're drinking all that heavy, you know, sugar that's in the soda and stuff like that. You know, and then drinking all that, the carbonation of it, the, you know, the soda alone, you're not being hydrated. You know, that's not hydrating you. It doesn't have that level of water in it, you know, that's going to flush your system. You're getting all the sugar, all that artificial stuff. So like me, I don't drink soda. But when I want that soda-like feeling, I'll get the sparkling water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that works just as well for me. So if you want to cut back, you know, and then let's talk about the calories involved with drinking all the soda like that. The calories involved with it. I talked to a nurse and he said, he lost 100 pounds just giving up the soda. 100 pounds.
Yeah. Wow.
So there's a lot of calories involved with that. So when we're talking about our health and nutrition, we want to eat in a way that we're giving our body what it needs, the best of what it needs. So soda, if you look at it, it doesn't really have a nutritional value.
No, it just tastes good.
It just tastes good. It doesn't have any nutritional value. So when we're looking and planning, you know, what to eat, look at labels. Of course, our best items are the fresh or the frozen, you know, fruit, I mean, the vegetables and things like that. And, you know, yeah, there's some frozen fruits because I use those in smoothies sometimes.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
But those are our best options, the fresh and the frozen. Canned, all the sodium is what I'm saying with canned, you know, vegetables and stuff like that. It's the sodium intake. So read the labels. There's so much sodium we shouldn't consume in a day. So unfortunately, no matter how good that we tried to limit that, because sodium is in everything. You know what I mean? You just got to be strategic. Let me tell you what I did the other morning. So I had cheese grits. I had eggs, and I had sausage. I know the sausage was loaded with salt. What I did was I did not add no salt to anything I was eating. I didn't add any salt to the grits. I didn't add any salt to the eggs. Why? What I did was the grits, the eggs, and the sausage, I mixed it all together in a bowl, plus the cheese that was in the grits, salt. So I wasn't going to add more salt on top of the salt that was in the sausage, the salt that was in the cheese. This is how hypertension can happen when we're adding all the additional salt to the already salty food. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, you know, I'm not adding salt to anything. I'm just not going to do it. So that's how I balanced out the salt level and things. I didn't add any salt to the grits. I didn't add any salt to the eggs. It was just pepper. And I fried my eggs in extra virgin olive oil. You know what I mean? And that had one of those nonstick pans, so it really kind of slid off anyway. But yeah, that's how I did to balance out the salt, you know? And it was two pieces of sausage I ate. I didn't eat more than that. But still, those two little patties had a lot of sodium in it. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't going to add salt to anything else I was eating. So some people will say, well, Dad, that sounds bland. It wasn't bland to me because I mixed everything together,
right.
You know, so it balanced it out. So when you're eating foods, when you're preparing foods, use strategy. You know, if something has too much salt in it, don't add salt to anything else. Be mindful, but we want to eat and consume the foods that's going to do our bodies good and well. You know what I mean? What works for one person may not work for somebody else, but as caregivers, you have to make sure you're taking care of yourself in order to take care of the individuals, the loved ones that you're taking care of. So that's, you know, an important aspect of it. Everything in balance. Like I said, it doesn't mean you can't have the sugar or the sweets or what have you. It's in balance. You can't eat a whole roll of Oreos every day. Then you're tapping on the door of diabetes. I mean,
right. You
can't do that. Just it's not. I know sometimes. And then another thing is caregiving, you know, has a lot of stress involved with it. So I know for me, when I feel the stress, that's when I want to eat the sweets. You know what I mean? So a lot of times for some of you caregivers, it's the same thing, but you got to think strategically. You know what I mean? You have to identify, okay, I want this because I'm stressed right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You have to identify the emotion with it. Like, okay, it's a stress eating thing. Let me not eat this because I know it's really because of stress.
Right.
Or, you know, small portions. But if you're going to buy that pack of Oreos, you know what I mean? More than likely,
yeah. You
know what I mean? You're going to end up eating that in a couple of days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's the stress eating. So that I would say, just keep everything in balance. I would say for you, Celeste, what do you think, you know, some key things that caregivers can take in mind, you know, as it pertains to their nutrition and their health?
Right. So I want to backtrack a little bit and say thank you for mentioning the finance part.
Yes.
Because that is a big, big concern amongst caregivers because they're like, if I'm not able to be working and out and about, you know, my funds are limited.
Right.
And they don't understand that there are some things that are very small that they can buy and that they can contribute to their nutrition. And it doesn't have to be $100 worth of groceries.
Right.
It can
be
little bitty things.
Right.
And I know as caregivers, their focus is always, I got to feed my loved one. I got to feed my loved one. And they don't get what they need.
Right.
And it takes maybe 5 minutes to open a can of tuna fish, pop in a toaster, you know, put it on there afterwards and, you know, take you some bites, drink you some water, and then start your day.
Right.
You know, it's learning to recognize. And then when you were talking about the stress, our caregivers are under so much stress.
Yes.
And I know me personally, as a caregiver, I won't lie. The sweets call me.
All right. I feel you.
But then I'm learning to recognize, is my hunger stress related?
There you go.
Or is my hunger because I'm really, really hungry?
There you go.
And I've noticed that when it's stress related, one or two bites and I don't even want what it is I thought I wanted.
Then
I'm mad because I done wasted some food. So, you know, and that comes in time, but just learning to recognize your cues, your body signals, but forcing yourself to take the time to feed you.
Right.
You know, and whether that's, and I'm just going to even take it a little step further, feeding you nutritionally, mentally, spiritually,
yes.
physically,
yes.
emotionally,
yes.
before you start your day,
yes,
that is going to carry you through
your
day. And it's just in that self-care and just recognizing that, you know, your nutrition plays a big part in your health.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not taking care of that, and then you go down,
there you go,
then who's going to take care of your loved one? So you have to. And a lot of people think it's selfish, like I need to take care of my loved one and make sure they have their proper nutrition, or they're making their doctor appointments, or I'm doing this for them. But if you're not taking care of you,
right,
then you're doing a disservice to your loved one.
Correct.
Because they do depend on you.
Right.
But you're doing a disservice to yourself.
Correct.
Because you've got to put yourself as a priority.
Correct.
Yes, you're a caregiver, but you're also a person.
Right.
So, you know, that's a big self-care. But I am going to vouch. I do have those sweet, sweet moments.
I mean, me too. And then you touched on it when it comes to, you know, a part of our health is our health, our wellness, such as our doctor's appointments, your wellness checkups, you
yeah.
know, everything, you know, from the breast. I mean, everything from the breast, your pap smear, like all those things, getting those checkups annually, you know, as we're supposed to,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, they come around so fast, you know, you kind of lose track sometimes. Hey, mm-hmm. it is coming up for my annual or whatever, but you have to schedule them. And then, you know what, let's say you may not have insurance because some caregivers, you know, they're not working to have it.
That
right. should get, they're not working to have it.
That's right.
You know
That's
what right. I mean? So what's the option? Where there's clinics, there's some clinics that is either income-based. You know, if you don't have it, you still get the resources because you fall in that income category. But you still need to take care of yourself and you still need to get your checkups and things of that nature. You know what
right.
I mean? But there, depending on what state and city you live in, there are resources, you know, and I was checked with your local, you know, Department of Human Services or something like that to see, you know, clinic-wise, some clinics might charge you $20. To be seen, you know, to get a physical or something like that. But it's something you have to stay on top of is your health. And that's your appointments and things like that. Because you never know. They're just, we need to be checked on. Our bodies need to be checked on. So that's where we go to get our physicals for, to see the condition, how well we're managing our body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important for us to do that. So look for those resources and see what's available, because unfortunately, there are many of you who are caring for your elderly loved one. You may not be working or you may not be able to work. You know, at first, that was my story. I was taking care of my mom, but I was in school. Y'all was an online student, but I was taking care of my mom. So, you know, I didn't have. But again, my sister told me, she said, well, Sheena, you know, the health department, mm-hmm. you know, they'll see you. You know what I mean? I think it might be $25. You know, that was doable. And then, you know, so I still, until I was able to really work,
mm-hmm.
you know, still had the option of getting the physicals and stuff like that done. So I would say just look at, you know, look into your local resources and see what's available to you. So anything you want to add to that, Celeste?
I would just say, just make sure that you take care of you. There's only one you, and it's little bitty things that you can do to take care of you. Again, don't overthink the balanced meals. You know, everybody has their own version of what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But as a caregiver, sometimes that version has to change. Sometimes due to finances, that version has
yes.
to change. So as long as you know the proper things and items that you need to make up for those starches and,
mm-hmm.
you know, proteins and different things like that, it doesn't have to be that expensive, but you do have to make yourself a priority to make sure that you are taking care of yourself and your health and your nutrition, because again, health is wealth, but we need you to make sure that you understand you deserve that. You deserve
right.
that.
That's right. And then also speaking of local resources, there's many churches, food banks,
yes, absolutely.
that has the food distribution. There's many, you know, local organizations that do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they give out the food monthly. There's not really any, you know, they don't have a lot of, you know, stipulations or, you know, things you have to follow. But I mean, another resource, you know, that they give away food monthly, and they don't, some of them don't limit. You can come every month or, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. So again, look and see in your area what resources are available to you, you know, and then take advantage of the resources. Mm-hmm. Then I would say, let's say you're a caregiver and you already have health issues. You might be a caregiver that have diabetes. Well, you definitely, your diet, how your eating habits is something you really have to focus on. Yes. Just taking your medication is not enough. You have to take your medication, and then you also have to change your eating habits, and then you got to implement some exercise, mm-hmm. that physical self-care of things. So again, going to your doctor and complying to what your doctor is telling you to do, mm-hmm. Keeping that line of communication open, this all falls into your health and your wellness. Keeping that line of communication open, if something isn't working for you, bad side effect with medication, communicate with your doctor. But don't just stop taking something, because you can kill yourself that way. Yes. Literally. Yes. You can literally kill yourself that way. So just communicate with your doctor on how medication is making you feel. They can switch it out, things like that. But communication. But if you already have a disease, you have to manage that disease. And a part of managing that disease, especially something like diabetes or high blood pressure, it's your eating habits. Mm-hmm. You have to make those necessary changes in addition to taking the medication, implementing the working out, and et cetera. So that's very, very important for you. And again, making the time to get up. Like for me, I realized and again, even breakfast might look different. It just might be a protein shake. If you can grab it and go and buy the ones already made up, that's still something in your system. Do you not understand that our brain needs at least 500 calories to function?
Right.
And I realized that when I first wake up, you know, when I first wake up, you know, for me, the routine is I pray, you know, I give my time to the Lord, you know, and then after that, it's like, okay, get myself together, get that breakfast and stuff going. You know what I mean? I realized that until after I've had the breakfast and had that coffee, or sometimes it's tea in the morning, I'm trying to make my mind think. It just can't.
Right.
It just can't. And one way to wake up is to drink. I drink a room temperature bottle of water.
Yes.
I don't even like cold water in the refrigerator. Yes. Not even during the summertime. I just want it room temperature. Mm-hmm. But drinking that first bottle of water in the morning, like I have it on the nightstand, I drink that and that just opens up and wakes my body up as if I had the coffee first. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't have the coffee first. It was the water. But water does that. It wakes up all those vital organs and stuff like that, and get you like that feeling like you had coffee before the coffee. So I do that, and then I'm like, okay, you know, then I can keep moving until I get the breakfast and a coffee and stuff like that. So breakfast is important because your brain needs the 500 calories to function.
To function, yeah.
So breakfast is important, but again, breakfast might look different for you. It might just be the protein shake, because that's what you might have time for in the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, but how long is that protein shake going to last you? You know what I mean? Now, a prepackaged one, if you make your own and with the blender and the frozen or fresh fruit, and then you add the scoop of protein and your almond milk and all that kind of stuff, that might be a little bit more heavier. Some people put oats in it or something mm-hmm. like that. Like it's whatever is good for you, but breakfast might look different for you as well. Right. But it's something you need, you know, to start in the morning, especially people who have diabetes and stuff. You need something to eat in the morning, because most people who are diabetics, a lot of them wake up with kind of low blood sugars in the morning. So that's why they have to check it prior to eating.
Right.
You know, so they know where their numbers are and, you know, things like that. So it's very important to make sure you're taking care of yourself, whether you don't have any type of diseases or especially if you do. And that all plays a part. What plays a part in that is your nutrition. That's all leads up to you having a good balanced, you know, and being a good balance in your health and wellness. So it's something that it's a necessity, you know. Don't lose yourself while take care of somebody else. You have to know that you are important and make that time for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anything you want to add to that? What's your feedback on that, Celeste?
I have to do better about the breakfast. I'm going to just confess today. I have to do better about the breakfast because I am a protein shake type of person, mm-hmm. Because I start my day so early. So I grab the protein shake. But one thing I wanted to ask you, so with those who have diabetes, mm-hmm. a lot of people get tripped up about the fruits and natural sugars.
Right.
And so they're like, you know, oh, this is fruit. Let me eat just a whole handful of it. And then they wonder why their sugar is sky high.
Right.
You know, and so I think a lot of people have that misconception. Right. Is there any way that you could explain a little bit about that? So, yeah,
there's even natural sugars still can affect your blood sugar.
Right.
So even the natural sugar, you have to be careful in the fruits because some of them are more sugary than others. Like pineapple itself, pineapple is good, but natural pineapple is still sweet. Mm-hmm. So you still have to limit on how much of that you can eat because it still can impact your sugar level.
Right.
The natural sugar that's in natural fruit, the thing about it is it doesn't raise the glycemic level so quickly like the fake sugars, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So even with our fruits that have, that's naturally sweet, there's still only so much you can eat of that because it still can raise the glycemic level, the sugar level, you know, just not as quick as fake sugars will.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. So it, you have to know, and you can ask your doctors because you can Google it, like fruits that are high in sugar.
Right.
You know what I mean? Versus the fruits that are lower in sugar.
Right.
So those are things that you could Google, ask your doctor. If you're a dietitian, your dietitian can kind of steer you. But it depends where your numbers are, where your A1C is, like that type of stuff. Because there's some people who are diabetics that are not on medications, but they're doing a good job managing the disease with just managing how they eat, their diet, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's some people like that. So it just all depends where they are on their, you know, managing their diabetes, right, and their numbers and stuff like that. But yeah, even the natural sugars in, you know, fruits and stuff can impact your sugar level. So,
get a little education about your nutrition and health.
Right.
You know, reading those labels,
yes,
and just making sure that you know what's going on, because,
yes,
you know, we are what we eat. So we want to make sure we're, you know, taking care of our temple, and so that our temple can take care of somebody else.
There
so,
you go. I yeah. like that. Look at that.
Yes.
Look at that.
Yes.
I love how you put that.
Yes.
And on that note, that is this podcast episode. Thank everyone for listening and tuning into us, you know, for being, you know, choosing us as one of your podcasts of choice to listen to. We appreciate it. And again, Happy New Year. And may this new year be the best year that you have. Until next time, take care of yourself.
Caregivers, you are very important people, and we want to celebrate you on your birthday. Join We Support Caregivers Birthday Club. The Birthday Club was created to celebrate caregivers who typically do not make the time to celebrate themselves. Each month, a caregiver is selected and is given a social media shout out, a birthday card, and a movie ticket to celebrate their special day. Join for free by visiting WeSupportCaregivers.org. And remember, you are very important people and you should be celebrated. We Support Caregivers Incorporated, because caregivers deserve self-care. Entrepreneurs, content creation should never be your concern. Socially Established LLC is a social media management business whose mission is to alleviate entrepreneurs and small business owners from managing their social media. Socially Established LLC offers content creation and social media management packages for your convenience. Remember, you were never meant to manage everything on your own. Visit sociallyestablished.com to choose your service package today. Socially Established LLC, establishing what entrepreneurs need.